This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The work of famed 19th century French impressionist Edgar Degas has fetched as much as $28 million at art auctions over the years. But his colorful paintings of ballerinas and horses are only one part of the Degas legacy. A new exhibition at the Foothills Arts Center in Golden features works that have been largely overlooked by other members of the art world. KUNC's Carrie Saldo has more.
Edgar Degas may or may not be a common household name, but he's been an obsession of sorts for art collector Robert Flynn Johnson.
When I bought that first small monotype of Two Little Trees in 1973, I had no idea that it would grow into a collection like this.
Flynn Johnson is curator emeritus of the Fine Arts Museums of San Francisco, one of the largest art museums in the United States. Most of the 100 works in his Degas collection have never been seen before.
Not one of those drawings ever was on the art market before his death. They all stayed in his studio till the end of his life. He was a prolific printmaker, but most printmakers make prints to sell to the public in multiple editions. He didn't. He did prints, and he put them back in his portfolio.
Mostly black and white and smaller in scale, Flynn Johnson says the exhibit, which runs through June 30th, affords the viewer a rare peek inside the artist's persona.
Degas is a difficult personality. If Degas were on a nighttime television program, he would be a perfect guest for David Letterman because they both have the same kind of mordant sense of looking at the world. That kind of David Letterman type of personality is something that I think the public, when they come to see the exhibition, will get a sense of. That's the head of the Virgin from a painting that you can go and visit in the Louvre of the Virgin with a green cushion.
Inside the Foothills Arts Center in Golden, Flynn Johnson singles out works that show off that personality, including two different perspectives Degas created of his contemporary Mary Cassatt while visiting the Louvre.
And we don't see Mary Cassatt's face. We see only Mary Cassatt from behind, leaning on an umbrella looking at works of art. And so that marvelous sense of Degas communicating personality without it being portraiture per se, but just through body language is fascinating.
A few steps away hangs a print Degas created with a man and a woman as its subject matter. This smeared ink on paper hints at an unsettled mood.
It's the perfect example of a not particularly happy marriage. You have the husband looking kind of stoically ahead and the woman disinterestedly turning away from him. The way he's smushed it with his hand, you feel the sense of her head turning away.
Now, one of the most recognizable and popular movements within modern art, impressionist artists such as Degas and his contemporaries, including Paul Cézanne, Gustave Moreau, and Mary Cassatt, were rejected by the 1870s art establishment for their depictions of landscapes and everyday life painted in vivid colors. Degas wanted to start his own museum for both his works and what he collected from his contemporaries. That never happened, and most of the pieces were auctioned off in the first 2 years following Degas' death in 1917. While Degas' exploration of other media, drawings, prints, and photographs, now on display in Golden, were of little importance to the wider art world at the time, Flynn Johnson sees something different.
In the early drawings, they're very precise, the drawings that he did in the Louvre. But in the late works of art, such as the beautiful monotype of the man and the woman, the little monotype that he just did, it's like a finger painting by a genius. It's very loose and it's very rough. And it's very confident.
For Flynn Johnson, that gruff bravado on display makes these works gems. Or perhaps that rare shade of paint discerning artists work tirelessly to acquire. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can see more of Edgar Degas, the private impressionist, on tonight's Arts District on Rocky Mountain PBS starting at 7:30.